We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The hits keep on coming. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show on a Wednesday morning. John Johnson, Al Morgani, Ray Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., and nice enough to join us on the line. We spent a whole afternoon together yesterday, Al. It wasn't in the most favorable light considering what was going on, but he does a brilliant job covering the Philadelphia 76ers. For the Philly Voice, his name is Kyle Newbeck. Kyle, what's up, man?
Oh, you know, just day number, I don't even know what, of the Ben Simmons saga.
So, first and foremost, to kind of give everybody a glance into yesterday, Kyle, as we were waiting for the doors to open to the court before we found out the news, we were debating back and forth, what's the percentage chance that Ben Simmons does not talk at all? He finds a way to get out of it. And, well, he certainly did find a way. What was your first reaction when we got the email that he had been suspended?
I wasn't totally shocked. I guess the first thing you think of is, okay, what happened? And then it's a mad dash to, you know, send out text, make some phone calls to figure out, or if you can figure out what Ben was doing at practice that warranted this sort of thing. And, you know, I also just sat there thinking to myself, well, this is definitely another Sixers season, because it feels like, you know, to start every year, there's some kind of calamity that we have to get through before we can even have the game start. So, you know, to some degree, business as usual, but now all our eyes turn to what the heck is going to happen with this guy between now and whenever they finally end up trading him. Because I think what's clear at this point is, like, you know, they've said all the right things about reconciling and bringing him back in the fold. And, you know, even yesterday, Doc Rivers said something to the effect of, I will come here every day and, you know, give Ben Simmons a chance to rejoin this team. Like, does anybody think that's happening at this point?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that leads me right into Doc Rivers, because he had initially he said why he was suspended, not participating in the certain drills, but then said he would be willing to accept him back at the next practice should he be willing to participate and everybody else being okay with it. And then there was a follow-up as to why would you give him that second chance, and this is what Doc said.
Because he's a good player. He could help us. And so, listen, the one thing I know about players, our players will welcome anyone back in that wants to be in. I also know that players will not welcome anyone that doesn't want to be in. And so when that time comes, I guarantee you it won't be a hard thing to do.
Kyle, will it be a hard thing for them to do? Do you think they will accept him, or is it over?
If he ever decides to show up and play hard, I think they would absolutely accept him. I think the problem is that the idea of Ben Simmons playing hard for this team and this organization is just really unrealistic at this point. And at some point, you have to decide, all right, it's just delusional for us to believe this is going to happen, so on and so forth. I don't know that we've reached that point yet. I think if we're not quite there, we are certainly very close. And, you know, to that effect, I get what Doc is doing. I also get what Joel Embiid is doing. Like, obviously what he said yesterday rang all throughout the league. He's sending a message not just to Ben, not just to the rest of the league, but primarily to his teammates. Like, screw this dude. We have this group of guys that are still here, that want to be here, that work hard in the preseason. If he shows up, great. If not, then we're going to win in spite of him doing all this. And so, like, I think that really was the big message that I took away from yesterday.
Kyle, the question for me is, who's advising him? Who's he listening to? Is it Rich Paul? Is it his family? Because there doesn't seem to be a real good plan here.
Yeah, here's what I would say. I think Ben, first and foremost, has to take his own responsibility for how he's acting. Like, certainly, he's getting advice from Rich Paul. I know there are some people with the team and around the league who see this as, another Rich Paul production of a guy making big money and just causing a big stink and trying to get out of a situation that's not convenient for them anymore. So there's some of that. There are people in, Ben's camp, Ben's family, however you want to say it, that certainly don't see this as a good situation for him anymore. I just, I think it's a combination of bad advice, but also Ben just not being able to take true accountability
for
who he is and, what his role in all this is. Because, look, Rhea, we wouldn't be here if Ben had taken any legitimate steps forward on offense as a player, right? Joel Embiid is not throwing Ben under the bus to some extent in a Game 7 press conference if Ben was just a normal basketball player, right? Like, the only reason Ben only got brought up in all the aftermath of the Game 7 loss to Atlanta because he had this just ridiculous moment on the floor that none of us could explain, including the franchise player. And so, look, everything flows downstream from there. Like, if Ben Simmons had taken steps forward, we wouldn't be here. And so we can blame Rich Paul, we can say the family and friends and the people in his ear, whatever, but this all ultimately starts with him.
Kyle, if the most important player to the franchise wants nothing to do with Ben Simmons, and he made it clear in his 7 minutes and some seconds of talking yesterday, wouldn't it be a distraction to even allow him in the team facility or at the arena again?
To some degree, yeah, John. But, I think part of why we're here where the Sixers are just saying, hey, we're holding out, we don't want to trade him, just to trade him and get, what role players and draft picks and whatever they can get back for him, is because Joel Embiid is bought into the idea of, let's try to hold out and let's see if, I don't know how it's going to happen at this point, but let's see if we can trade Ben for an impact level guy at some point. Now, I don't know how long they're going to be able to wait. Like, this ultimately, they need buy-in from Joel over, it seems like, a pretty long period of time, sometime between now and the trade deadline, to make that happen. They need something to go haywire elsewhere, and, you trade one bad apple for another bad apple at some point, I guess. But if and when Joel Embiid gets so sick of Ben that he's just like, just get rid of this dude for whatever we can get for him, that's when I think you're going to start to see some real urgency at the front office level.
Kyle, how much accountability does Daryl Morey have in this? I mean, I understand it's the most difficult of situations, but Kyle, we heard reports for a full season now that he was a part of a potential trade to get James Harden. They never refuted it. We heard the report that he and Rich Paul had gotten together and said, all right, we're going to trade Ben this offseason, but obviously it never happened. He has to be held accountable too, right?
I think he certainly has a role in this, right? Because everybody said all offseason, and including myself, hey, Daryl Morey is comfortable being uncomfortable. He's okay if Ben has to come back and we work through this and what have you. But, now it's playing out how a lot of people expected, and everybody can rightfully look at Daryl Morey and say, well, why didn't you rectify this before it blew up? Because now it seems, at least publicly, that I don't know that this is actually true, that their leverage is blown to smithereens and they're trying to pick up the pieces here. They're trying to put a confident basketball team on the floor. So, maybe they should have taken a different offer that they got at some point. But, I guess ultimately we're going to have to judge Daryl Morey on two things. One, how this team looks without Ben Simmons right now, because if they're good without him, then it doesn't really matter that they didn't trade Ben for, the poo-poo platter of role players and picks. And number two, what they eventually end up trading Ben for. Because if they still somehow get good value for him, then it will have been worth the wait, most likely.
Final question I have for you, Kyle. And it has worked out for you tremendously. You do just superb pieces day in and day out. Why does drama follow this franchise?
That's a question probably above my pay grade, John. Some of it has been misfortune. Some of it has just been the instability at the managerial level, where they go from Hinkie to Colangelo to Alton Brand and the brain trust that was there, now Daryl Morey, and the roster has changed around Joel and Ben. They've been trying to find the right fits at every single level. And, it would be nice if there was any level of stability with this organization at some point. But, for people like you and I, this is certainly a fruitful time for all of us.
Kyle Newbeck does an awesome job covering the Philadelphia 76ers for Philly Voice. For links to all his stories, latest Sixers news, at Kyle Newbeck on Twitter. Kyle, thanks, man.
Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, wow. Kyle Newbeck. Ruben, you can speak to this far better than any of us ever could. I feel like Daryl Morey has some accountability in this. I mean, leading up to the point where we're at now, there was the point at the trade deadline last season where Ben Simmons was widely rumored by the national reporters to be involved in a potential trade for James Harden, which fell through, never happened. And then when the offseason first got underway, that Morey and Rich Paul, the agent for Ben Simmons, had come to an agreement to trade him this past offseason, which obviously never happened. When that doesn't happen and you're Ben Simmons, and I'm not here to defend him, but this leads to where we are now, right?
Yeah, well, trades, JJ, are really difficult to do, regardless of the situation, and even more difficult now. I mean, you can think about how exponentially more difficult it is now in this situation because, one, you have an outstanding a talent, but you have a guy that in the city does not want to play, and that causes some angst with the other clubs and organizations because do you really want to put all your eggs in this basket based on what you've seen him do in the playoffs and how he's comported himself with the 76ers? And so he's put, Daryl Morey's put in a very, very tough situation. Doing trades, as I said, are really tough as it is. I think it's at this point for me, it's almost like you want to cut bait because it's almost like addition by subtraction at this stage.
But do you worry ever about making another team really good? If they ever sent him to Brooklyn,
I think you do worry about that some, but you have to worry about your franchise first. You have to worry about your organization first. Yes, would it affect if he does, do it in divisions? I never like to do trades in division because you didn't want to see that guy playing against you all the time and beating you up. But if you really know the guy and you feel like he's not going to be as detrimental to you as maybe others would think, then go ahead and trade him anywhere you want.
All right, Dan Donnelly, we're wrapping up our first question, and then we have a new one. What do we got on that first one?
Sure, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Returning your GM off-lease vehicle, Armin Chevrolet is an authorized lease return center. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. The first question was, what should the Sixers do with Ben Simmons? 39% said to keep him and let him rot.
Keep him and let him rot. All right, what's our new question?
The new question, what is more likely to happen? Simmons plays Friday or the Eagles beat the Raiders?
Al Morgani.
Eagles win the Super Bowl is more likely to happen.
Wow. Should we bet that, Al?
Rhea, I assume you're on the same page.
Eagles beat the Raiders, yes.
Ruben Amaro?
Eagles beat the Raiders.
Dan?
I'm with them.
Wow, how about that?
You want to know why? For as much as the insane clown factor show it would be Friday night if he was there, it would immediately become a reflection on Philadelphia fans, and they don't deserve that. And the Sixers should be very careful what they plan to do with him Friday night.
Our good friend, your good friend, Al Morgani, Tom Kelly.
TK.
Tom Kelly, TK, put out a tweet yesterday saying the Sixers should make Ben Simmons play Friday night, subject him to the embarrassment of needing to go in front of the fans he let down. Yeah. Now, in a very dark way, I would take immense joy
in that.
That's
the worst thing.
I am not a booer, but I would boo.
No, I'm not worried about the booing.
You're worried about the reflection of the city.
I'm worried about bad things.
Yeah.
But everybody knows what
Friday night.
He's going to get booed everywhere, right?
Out drinking before the game. Yeah, no.
Opener, tailgating.
It's not malpractice, the word I'm looking. Malfeasance. It would be
stupid.
Yes, thank you, Al. I was trying to come up with a fancy word because we got a guy from Stanford in, but stupid works.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be there Friday night?
No.
He will not be present Friday night.
They can't have him in the building.
Now, that has every... That would just give all sorts of material to weave a story about us. Mental anguish.
Oh, yeah, well,
this, that, and the other thing. Here, they're just putting them out there to get abused. Might as well put them down Broad Street in the Walk of Shame.
Now, Ruba, Ruba, I know this always becomes a touchy subject, but there is a tremendous fear that Ben Simmons could take the mental anguish route to avoid playing and getting paid at the same time.
That is a new route that some folks have taken, and it is certainly possible that he may claim that he cannot perform at his best because he is being abused mentally somehow. But I can't imagine that holding water or sticking. But it's possible. Anything's possible in this day and age.
I watched that happen with Eric Lindros. They tried to claim a restraint of trade, basically.
Okay. Right.
What are we selling, wheat?
And then Bobby Clark said, "What are you selling, wheat?"
greatest line ever. 20 years later, and I've never forgotten.
That's
now,
a good one.
Now, this what we're seeing with compare it to Lindros, Al.
Well, Lindros was a restricted free agent,
okay. And
so
a superstar.
It's a lot different. A lot, right? Lindros is one of the top
players. Teams were interested in trading for him.
Weren't
they? Were
they?
And,
were, yeah.
And he just, Toronto thought they had something done, and the Flyers made a deal with him but they put in the contract that they could send him to the minors, which made him not sign the contract.
Oh,
and
okay.
Man, the problem now is you've got two stories going on. You would go in, and at that time, locker rooms are open. Guys don't want to hear the other story. They're playing games. They're playing a season. Mm. It's like who are the Sixers playing? Is their opponent every single night Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592.
Do you know who they're playing tonight?
Who are they playing tonight, Al?
Ben Simmons.
Yes.
No, the question is, are they better with him? It's crazy.
All right, we need someone who's been in this position before. He's been in this position before. It's a little different, but pretty
darn close. People thought Allen Iverson was a diva.
Oh, we're going to get the thoughts of Billy King coming up next. It's 818.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's on fire, Joe Wechter.
Wow.
From one crazy ex-girlfriend to another.
Yep. 825. Best of Breakup Songs by Joe Wechter as we talk about Ben Simmons all morning
long. He's a king,
that
Joe Wechter.
Man, look at that compilation of musical returns. Well, we've heard from Ruben Amaro, who can speak from certainly a baseball perspective, but we have someone on the line who has been in a situation like this before. Maybe not exactly, but darn near close. We know him well. He's a co-host here at WIP, former general manager for the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets, Billy King. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe, with the DJ skills there.
So, Billy, you can certainly bring a unique perspective here. What was going through your mind when you heard Ben Simmons had been suspended?
It was expected. I expected it that he and Doc would have a blow up when he came back. Because I don't think he was coming back to be committed to be part of the team. I think he was coming back to get paid. So when you're coming back with that kind of mindset, I knew he was going to challenge Doc, and I felt that Doc was at this point in time that he was not going to tolerate it because he couldn't afford to lose the rest of the team.
Now, you think he planned this, he and his camp had planned for this to happen to would avoid having to speak?
No, I don't think they planned it. I just think that he was coming in with the attitude that I'm only coming in because I want to get paid. I'm not coming in to be part of the team and to be ready for the season. And when you come in with that mindset, then you're not coming in to work and to take part in drills and be part of it. So when the coach says you just are defiant in almost every way. And I think Doc was to the point where I got a season before, and I'm going to coach the guys that are here. And Doc was waiting for the moment that Ben was going to challenge his authority.
And do you think the players are waiting to see it?
Yeah. No. Well,
see him respond, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the problem, what happens generally, usually, and Ruben knows this, players usually are stick together. They may hate management, they may dislike ownership, it may be the coach, but the players usually bond together. And when he was not talking to his teammates, didn't want them to come talk to him, it became more about his teammates. And when they were saying they hadn't had a conversation with him, I hadn't talked to him, to me, it was like, okay, he's not with his team. And so, and then you saw with Joel yesterday, this has become more about not just the organization, it's about his teammates. And once you cross that line, it's hard to come back.
Well, no, Billy, I was going to ask you for reaction to this, because after we heard from Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid stepped right up to the podium, and he was asked his thoughts on Ben Simmons being suspended in the future with him. This is what he said.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games.
I don't care about that man. I mean, blah, blah, blah after that. But the first thing he says is, I don't care about that man. Billy, I mean, that signals it's over, right?
Yeah. That to me, when we were trading Allen and Philly, his teammates because sometimes they didn't pass well, like that. But there was still a respect level for him. And I think what Ben showed his teammates a lot of disrespect. Danny Green defended him and got crucified for it in this town. Joel Embiid has been defending him. Yeah, they were critical after the game. But after the game, they lost that series. They were just being honest. It wasn't. And you got to have thicker skin than that and understand that, hey, I got to play better. And so when he was taking shots and not talking to his teammates, it's a disrespect to his teammates. And like I said before, usually players bond together because they're against management. They're mm-hmm. against ownership. They're against the coach. And coaches always – Bobby Knight was the best at making things the worst, and players bonded together and disliked him to play. Hmm. And once – this happened to me, Ben has crossed a line where I don't know if he can. The apology will have to happen amongst his teammates, and they've got to be willing to accept it back. To me, he crossed that line that it's going to be hard to come back. Once you know, players have a bond. Jimmy Butler did the same thing to get out of Minnesota. But there was never, I don't think it was a close bond.
His teammates were happy to see him go, right?
Yeah. But here, Joel and Ben have been through. Yeah, a lot, the process and everything like that. And I think he thought that they were close. And I think that's why Joel probably said that after the game, because he probably thought the series, because he probably felt he could say that.
No, Billy, that's what, of all the things that Joel said, what had me most shocked is that Ben has been with the team for however many days, a week or so now. He has yet to speak to Joel. Joel talked about it yesterday. They haven't even spoken. They've been together for almost 6 years. This is the depth of their relationship?
And that's, to me, it's not like baseball where you go to right field, you can go to the dugout and sit the opposite. In basketball, you're in close proximity to each other. And when you're not, I just don't know how you can go in that locker room every day. It's almost like, you know, you wonder, did he come dressed for practice and didn't he go in the locker room and just came on the court? Because, you know, locker rooms aren't that big. So you're in close contact with the training room. You're seeing guys. So to me, did he get out of the car already dressed for practice and just go right on the court and leave right after? You know, because I just don't know how you not speak to people if you're in that close proximity. I dislike Al, but I got to talk to him every day.
That's
a great point.
So, Billy, we don't know what's going to happen moving forward. How would you handle this?
Well, I mean, I think they're handling it the best they can, and I expect him to come back to practice, but I think this is going to get uglier. I really do. Mm-hmm. If I was me, I would have a meeting with him and lay, here's the guidelines, here's the parameters of what's expected of you. You cross that line, we're going to suspend you again. And I, being general manager, I would take that out of Doc's hands, because Doc's got to worry about coaching the team. And I would say, here's what's expected of you. I would sit down with Doc and Elton, if I was Daryl, and here's what we're going to do. And I would tell ownership, and then I would sit down with Ben and say, this is what's expected of you. And when you cross the line, we're going to suspend you every time.
What are the rules according to the CBA? Can they sit him? Can they just suspend him for a long period of time? Pay him? What options do the Sixers have without having him on the team being toxic and still not trading him for nothing?
Well, I mean, what they would generally, under the rules, like they could, you know, they bring him back, and that's why you lay it all out, like I said, Rhea, because then when he crossed the line, you suspend him again. And he crossed the line, but then you can suspend him definitely without pay. And they'll be arbitrated. Generally, what happens, and a lot of times, eventually, people just say, "Just stay away from teams. They'll trade you. Just we'll pay you. Just get away." Hmm. And I think that's what Ben is looking for them to just send him away. And I would not do that because he's shown some disrespect. I would just keep suspending him, and eventually, just suspend him without pay until you trade him, and make it as most uncomfortable for him, because he's making it more uncomfortable for everybody within the organization.
Now, if you end up suspending him over and over, he reports, he's a malcontent, you keep going through this, is it better to keep him just away from everybody so they don't have to deal with those questions, player-wise?
Yeah, the thing about it, it won't go that long. I mean, if it happens two more times, then you can suspend him indefinitely and just, you know, send him away without pay. I wouldn't let it go too long. I think Ben's been going to be a malcontent, that I think, the suspension will come quicker because he's going to come back after they play tonight and, practice and, do something within the next few days. And, but I think if you're looking for him, it'll be coming a point where he will be away from the team in the near future, because I don't see him. I think he wants out, and I think he's going to do everything he can. What I think he wants the team to do is to send him away. Like people like John Wall, I think, is not with Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
They just stay away until you get paid, until we trade you. I think that's what Ben wants. And I think the Sixers don't want that. I think
Why wouldn't you want that? I mean, what's the difference? It's just money.
Why wouldn't you want that as a team?
Yeah.
It's money. Yeah, it is money, Al, because you sign a contract to come play, and he's done everything to disrespect the organization. So why give him his way?
Because you're hurting the team by having him continue. He continues to be the story. Just go away. This guy Harris has enough money.
Right. Yeah, it's the principle of the matter. You sign a contract, it's you honor the contract. Right?
My thing, I don't think it'll take that long, Al. I think he'll come back and he'll get suspended again. And I think by this time next week, it could be a definite suspension without pay. So you're doing the same thing as you're saying.
You just don't have to pay him.
Right. You're just not paying him.
What about Adam Silver? What about his role on any of this?
He won't get involved because from a league point of view, this is a team matter. Until Ben does something that's detrimental to the league, and I know Ben doing this is not good for the league, but I think the league tries to let the teams handle this because that's what was within the collective bargaining. If he does something on the court or in a game or something that the league feels, okay, we've got to step in, I'm sure they're keeping the league abreast of what's going on. But the NBA's got a problem because you can't have guys sign contracts And then when they want out, they're going to say, okay, we want to be leave. Now, on the flip side, players always say, well, teams can trade us, but they still get paid. And so I think when you sign that contract, you're honoring it. And the league is, you know, when you have the Anthony Davis, and this is what Ben's difficult problem been is Anthony Davis, James Harden, you know, Dwight Howard, those, all those guys were the best player on the team. This team will still be a good team. Are they a champions team? I don't think so, but I think he's going to motivate the guys to go and play to prove them that they don't need him. Now, I think they, you know, they were saying all the right things. I think now they're going to be motivated. Say, we're going to go prove this guy. We don't need you. But Ben is not the best player. So, they're still a playoff team without Ben Simmons. When those other teams, when Houston, when James Harden left, it fell apart. Dwight Howard left. Orlando fell apart.
Right.
Anthony Davis left. In New Orleans, that fell apart. This team is not going to fall apart because their best player is Joel Embiid.
Final question I have for you, Billy, and no one can speak to this more than you and Ruben Amaro. When it comes to Daryl Morey and what he's willing to take in exchange for Ben Simmons, whenever that is, does ego play a factor here where Morey doesn't want his name attached to a trade where he's essentially dumping Ben Simmons for nothing?
Yeah, I think the great thing about Daryl doesn't allow pressure or what people say about him affect him. So Daryl's going to do what Daryl thinks is best. He's not going to, you know, the media can start killing Daryl. You got to trade. It's not going to affect Daryl Morey. He's going to get the best deal he thinks is best for him. And I think he has his eyes on an all-star, you know, Lillard and Beal, and he's going to wait it out and try to. Now, if the team starts catering and can't win, then Doc will put that pressure on him. But I don't see Daryl just caving in and doing a bad deal just to get rid of Ben.
Okay. All right. The great Billy King, nice enough to join us. Billy, you in tomorrow?
No, I'm not. I'm
next
out of
week?
Town, John.
Next week. Must be nice. Billy, thanks,
good timing.
Man. I appreciate it, Billy.
Take care, Billy.
Thanks,
all right,
Billy. That's what I keep wondering about, Ruben. Ego has to play a factor somewhere in here. I mean, you're the general manager of the team. You're dumping a player. You know what his potential could be, but it'll never be here. Trading him for nothing.
Again, it's about the team. It's about making sure that you do what's best for the franchise and for the organization if you're doing your job right. Does ego play into it? Maybe a little bit, but it's about making sure that this is the right thing at this time for the future of the franchise.
John, Matt, Mark, Gary, Mike, Frank, guys, everybody on hold. I appreciate it. We're going to go to you on the other side. Go caller heavy on the other side at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. The man who was grilling the head coach and the star player. And really, I saw him in, like, you know, tunnels all over the Sixers team facility yesterday. Howard Eskin will be joining us. WIP Sports time is 8:38.
A lot of things changing with the season this time of year. Got leaves changing, temperature changes. Had to find clothes to wear this morning. It was a little bit chillier than it normally is. The one thing that rock solid stays the same is the quality windows installation and customer service from Window Nation. Plus their amazing offer. Buy two windows, get two free, plus pay nothing for 2 full years. They never cut corners when it comes to quality and transparency from start to finish. Window Nation's first-class expert installers always use superior products and advanced techniques to improve and enhance your home. They do an amazing job. Recently did a job for me a couple months ago. Several jobs that they've done for me almost over the past 10 years. Terrific, terrific first-class installers. Two windows free with every two purchase, plus no down payment, no monthly payment, and no interest payments for 2 years. Time to make the changes now, but time is running out, so don't get left in the cold. Call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. Buy two, get two free, and make no payments for 24 months. 866-90-NATION or online at windownation.com. It's the perfect time for Window Nation, the perfect fit.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
844 WIP Morning Show. The hits keep coming from Joseph A. Wechter Jr. We are talking heavy Ben Simmons as he was removed from practice yesterday, then suspended for, conduct detrimental to the team, unwilling to participate in team drills. Now, Rube, before we go to the phones.
Insubordination.
Rube, before we go to the phones, there's two things we have to talk about. One, we're going to hear from Charles Barkley in a moment. But first, when I was down there yesterday, I was catching up with some people and just trying to get a lay of the land of what's going on with Ben and how he's treating everybody. Everyone I spoke to, whether it was security or members of the coaching staff, all have said he pretends you're not even there. He acts like you're invisible. He doesn't acknowledge you. He doesn't say hello. I mean, how is that? I can't fathom ever being that type of person.
Yeah, he's completely tuned out. I mean, there's no question that he's basically removed himself mentally and in some ways physically from the organization. And when you're checked out like that, I mean, it's tough to get somebody back and to get somebody productive out of.
Do you ever have anybody close to that play with or for or under you?
I think that there's been some players that have just decided this is not the place for me. If that's the case, I'd like to move them on.
Yeah.
Move them on.
It's horrible, man. Well, Al, it was a big smile on my face last night. After going through all of that yesterday.
I bet you couldn't wait to get in.
Well, it's a
disaster struck.
The truth is finally having its day, and we're getting to find out who Ben Simmons really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I tune in. NBA season openers going to TNT. It's Charles. It's Kenny.
Yeah.
It's Shaq. Would you like to know what Charles Barkley had to say about Ben Simmons? Let's take a listen.
Can't wait.
It's just
Charles,
a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's stupid and it's silly. Ben, first of all, it's everybody's fault. Ben Simmons deserves, number one, the blame. Because when people ask you to be a better basketball player and they're paying you $35, $40 million, that's a very fair thing. The Sixers deserve some blame because they already let this guy not improve and get one coach fired, so they deserve some blame for that. They threw Brett Brown under the bus. And the third thing is, Doc Rivers, last year we had him on there. You guys want me to take Ben Simmons out the game? Yeah, we do. If he's just going to stand around and not shoot the basketball, yes, we do. So there's plenty of blame to go around, but the number one blame goes with Ben Simmons. Kenny, Shaq, your coach, your mom and dad, you should want to be a better basketball player because that's your profession. That's your job. Your coach is important. Your mom and dad's important. But I wanted to be a great basketball player for myself first and foremost.
Can we have him like represent the city from now on? My goodness.
I love Charles.
He said everything you wanted to hear.
Absolutely. And it's really about, and the late great John Vukovich used to say this all the time. It's about making sure that you're the best you can be at your craft. Mm-hmm. And if you're not being that guy, especially when there's been such a great commitment by the Sixers to him with that contract, you expect that guy to continue to try to improve his game in any way, shape, or form to help the team win. And when that doesn't happen, and it's clear this is not happening here,
Do you think he likes the game of basketball, Ben Simmons?
That's
or
a great question.
Or he only does it as a profession, as a job?
That's a great question because I've seen that happen even with baseball players where they don't necessarily enjoy the game. And it's unfortunate. It's sad because listen, who wouldn't want to be in the shoes of a professional athlete? And I get it. I don't understand it, but I know that there's some people who really struggle with whatever profession they have and whatever the profession they're doing, and it is unfortunate. But I think you're right, JJ. I don't think this guy likes the game.
I agree with you. John's on WIP. Hey, John. Thank you so much for holding.
Yeah, no worries. Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're trying to come to a solution as to what to do with Ben Simmons. We need your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are, Charles Barkley, he's just amazing with the way he puts things out there, and they're always very factual and truthful. I also agree with Billy King. The only reason this guy has come back to Philly is to collect the paycheck, and that was more evident on day one of practice when he shows up in sweatpants, the phone hanging out of his pocket, and the lack of interest. So anybody that thought that they would see anything different from him, obviously was mistaken. But to go along with what Ruben said, I agree with you, Rube, that he's been coddled since he was little, but the Sixers have enabled this. They haven't done anything to deviate from that, including hiring his brother as his shooting coach. I mean,
he hired him. They wanted him to use somebody else, didn't they, John?
They
and
did.
He informed them that he was using his brother,
which they
shouldn't have allowed.
Yeah, they had.
But
many,
they didn't hire him.
They offered many shooting experts, including Herb McGee, and he said, "No, I'm happy with my brother."
And you're happy. You have that happen everywhere in all sports. I mean, everybody's got their hitting guru and their pitching guru, and that's the nature of the world these days.
No, I agree with you. It is the nature of the world, but you can't expect to enable and continue to enable a guy and for him to act any different than he's acting today.
Well, John, let's end this conversation on a positive note. Zach Ertz is a class act. He took out a full page in the Inquirer. I can't wait when the day comes back where he goes in the Eagles, their ring of honor, and who knows from there. Much like Zach Ertz, who's a class act?
Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham, yes. Absolutely solid. Is. Let's give John a spin on that.
What do you think Ben Simmons' full page ad would say? Bleep you?
Did
basically
just curious.
Cindy slot number
Philadelphia
12.
Philadelphia Phillies bobblehead. I don't think there's any risk.
He wouldn't waste his money on that.
Yeah.
No. He's been fined too much. He's losing it left and right.
Did Carson Wentz ever take anything out?
I think he did. I don't want to say he didn't, but I think he.
I feel like it had been online.
I think it was his Twitter.
Posted on social
media.
Yeah.
Matt is on WIP. Good morning, Matt.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I just first want to start off. I hope those people that were for Ben Simmons last week when they wanted him back can see what just happened now. I'm tired of this guy. I'm tired of talking about him. I just don't want to see him anymore. What he needs to know is that we are a city that are very passionate, and he's just throwing it in our face. He's just so spoiled, and it's ridiculous. What I want to say also is Joel Embiid is great. What he did was he spoke up for every pro athlete, not like an analyst, somebody that's active in the game, spoke up against a player to say what everybody else in the stands would want to say. He gave us a voice to actually say, you know what, I'm your teammate, but you are messing up, and we are going to put up with it. And I'm glad that that Joel did that. Because now Ben's got to think, you know what, people, are, you know, not, you know, I got to, like, be next to this guy if I'm going to be here, and they're not going to put up with me.
You know, I'm sorry to cut you off, man. I'll give you time. Ruben, sure. Something that Matt's bringing up that you mentioned earlier about how in today's game there aren't as many team leaders as there once was because people see themselves as a brand and all that other stuff. To see Joel and I hope it continues to step forth and say, I like the chemistry we have. We don't need Ben Simmons. You're for the first time seeing the most important player to a franchise really step forth and saying, I'm the leader. Go take my, you know, everybody fall behind me.
Now, I don't know the whole history of Joel Embiid, but I do know that he is growing as a leader. You can see that happening, not just on the court with his play, but also with the way he's handling himself in these situations. I mean, everybody, you hope that it was a little bit like Darren Dalton when he was a kid. You know, it was Jim Fregosi who kind of, you know, put him in that position. Hey, you got to be the leader and to guide him in that way. And hopefully somebody's done that with Joel, and it seems like he's taking on that role, which was a great thing for the franchise because he is the guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue, Matt.
And I just hope that the NBA does step in because we can't allow these athletes to help the whole the team hostage and stuff like that. You know, the bad thing is Ben Simmons thinks he's a superstar on every level, which he is a superstar on some levels, but he's not on every level. And he's not going to take us any further than what we've gone. So in reality, we have to get rid of him because we can't go any further with him, even if he's on the team. We can't get out of the second round. It's just going to be detrimental to us. So just sit him, do whatever, and put him in the back closet. I don't know. Just do whatever. Don't put him on the team.
Matt, I still have 5 great prizes to give away. Who's a class act?
Did anybody say, and I have another one, they just say it, Brian Dawkins?
No one has said Brian Dawkins yet. They said Brian Westbrook,
yes.
But not Brian
Excellent.
Dawkins. Hang in there. B-Dawk absolutely qualifies as someone who was a class
act. I named a cat after him. And my cat B-Dawk for 10 years.
And we still have the Jonesy autograph.
Jones, I think there's still some left at the autographed hockey cards.
We can't get more. We do know him.
Yeah, he was cleaning out his house.
Let's squeeze in Mark in Collegeville. Mark, thanks for holding, man. You're on WIP.
Jan Janssen, what's up, man?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing a lot better than the Sixers are right now, apparently.
What? It's if someone were to crash down from another planet and you tried to explain to them what has happened with this franchise in the last six or so years, they would think it's absolute fiction, but it's anything but.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way Ben Simmons is acting right now, he's acting like a prima donna. He's acting like a you-know-what. So we're going to treat him like a you-know-what, in the words of Russ Tucker. But, you know, it's like the way the Sixers are handling it right now, I actually commend them for it because I think it's a great idea, you know. Hit them where it hurts, you know, take the money. You don't want to play? Well, we're not going to pay you. You know, you signed a contract to play the sport, to represent the team while playing the sport. You don't want to do it. You don't want to honor the contract. You're not getting a dime from us. And until you get your head out of your ear end, you know, this is how it's going to be. You're going to purposely get yourself suspended. We're going to purposely not pay you. It goes hand in hand.
Now, Mark, isn't it funny how when we hear things, it's speculation, right? So we assume one thing or another. But in the last 48 hours, to see proof of Ben Simmons' lack of interest in being here, with the cell phone in the in his pocket, not having anything to do with the team huddle at the end of practice, and then to have to be removed from practice yesterday, it just shows you the only thing he cares about in the end is the money. It's not the combination of getting paid to do something he loves, to build something great in Philadelphia and have a relationship with Joel Embiid and the rest of his team. It's about one person and one person alone, and that would be Ben Simmons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you start playing the sport young because it's your favorite sport, it's what you love, you want to be the best. In basketball, everybody strives to be the next Dr. J or the next Michael Jordan. In baseball, everybody wants to be like the next Babe Ruth or something. Football, you know, Joe Montana, hockey, you want to be the next Wayne Gretzky. You know, it's like you have strive, you have a reason to get into the sport you chose for a reason. And with the way that he's acting right now, you know, all I care about is money. Well, guess what? The money's not there right now, so what good is it?
All right, Mark, give us a class act.
Class act? I'm surprised he hasn't been said yet. How about Ray Dinninger?
Ray Dinninger has been said.
He's been said.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Brace yourself. Coming up next,
Howard Eskin.
Well, WIP Sports Time is 8:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.